This is John Wheeler, your host, and you're listening to the Fast Fishing Podcast for November 3rd, 2009. I woke up this morning to news reports that North Korea has once again resumed their production of plutonium for nuclear weapons. I suspect that's no real surprise to anyone who pays attention to such things. After all, this spring they threw the IAEA inspectors out of their country and told the world of their plans. All the major news outlets carried the story, and virtually every one of them reported that the North Koreans obtained the plutonium by reprocessing spent fuel from their nuclear plant. The term nuclear plant in this instance refers to their small 5-megawatt test reactor, not to a nuclear power plant designed to produce energy for industrial use or electricity generation. Nuclear reactors come in many sizes and shapes. Test reactors and training reactors used in universities, research reactors for government and industry, reactors used to produce medical isotopes, reactors inside nuclear power plants, and finally, reactors designed to produce nuclear weapons material. Each type is uniquely suited for its purpose, and usable weapons-grade plutonium is not produced by accident. It can only be obtained by reprocessing a unique kind of nuclear fuel from a reactor that is operated a very specific way. In episode 77 of This Week in Nuclear, I explain the details of why this is true. So if you're interested, go back and listen to the show or read the show notes if you'd like those details. These are critically important distinctions to make. Imprecise reporting like this leads to misunderstanding on a broad scale. There's a huge misperception in the general population and among many otherwise well-informed policymakers that nuclear power plants can explode like atomic bombs, and that rogue nations could use their commercial nuclear power plants to kickstart weapons programs. Both of these beliefs are wrong, and these misunderstandings are used to stoke anti-nuclear sentiments. In the end, failing to understand these differences can contribute to policy decisions and regulations that could deprive society of the benefits of nuclear energy. Here's what you need to remember. Used fuel from a commercial nuclear power plant cannot be used to make atomic bombs. No nation has ever created a nuclear weapon from spent fuel that came from a commercial nuclear power plant. Thanks for listening to the show. This is John Wheeler for This Week in Nuclear. Have a great nuclear day.